This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. And there's more at allbook-books.com and Substack page Musings from Between the Lines for the most recent essays and poems. Also, mentioning again, a shout out to for the theme music, Noick Gray, a friend up in British Columbia. And his music along with Eugene Neptune. So, appreciate that. Part of why I picked it, I like the upbeatness of it. It kind of reminded me of a news program introduction, but much funkier and more interesting, in my humble opinion. So, this being recorded on the day of the vernal equinox, the first day of spring, and so I wanted to keep it simple and highlight something. I've done some of a presentation and got more to do, and a couple of libraries scheduled, and the audio is on my website. It's called Finding Serenity in the Digital World. Can you find it? Is it possible? Can we get along with the technology? Do we need to abandon it? Can we use it wisely? All those kind of questions arise. But one of the things I looked up, because people tend to think of technology as one thing and the natural world or nature as another. And that is a false view, because they're intertwined. As one example, I don't know a lot of the science of the technology, but I do know that quartz is used in computers and a lot of technology, as with a lot of minerals, hence the big push for rare earth minerals nowadays. So I looked up online and said quartz, the second most abundant mineral in Earth's continental crust behind feldspar. Quartz, the second most abundant mineral in Earth's continental crust. So that got me to want to make the simple point that the technology thinks it's so cool because we have global connectivity. And yes, it is amazing. I can listen to watch a Zoom from some indigenous person, original person, far many miles away. So yeah, I appreciate that. But my point here is that quartz, as one example, already for however many thousands or millions of years, I'm not a geologist, global connectivity. So I put that out there as just kind of like a Zen koan to ponder, because that's how I think about it. I'm like, wait a second, hey, the technology's cool to some degree, but the quartz is already communicating. As much of the new studies show, the old information that original peoples know about the mycelium underneath, how trees communicate, how the network underneath the surface of the earth is like Earth's internet, and that there is a natural innate message system. But we've come, you know, many people come to rely and depend on, even be addicted to the technology and the messages. I recently read something about Long Island, that when the different Native nations needed to gather to discuss something, there would be a smoke signals. They would send out smoke, and people would see the smoke signals, and they would know to gather. Now, what struck me about that was just how, if you sometimes thinking about, well, how did we get along? How do we get along without it? I mean, I grew up without the cell phone, so obviously one can. But even farther back than that, it's sort of hard to imagine nowadays, you know, buying stuff or meeting someone or this or that. It's almost impossible to imagine not having that form of communication. But granted, there's a lot more people now. But anyway, the point is that the ancient traditions already had the sense of how to communicate, you know, physically give a message. And then there's also what I like to call under the radar, which is telepathy, dreams, intuition, visions, and such like. And those are all things that I feel I have to keep in mind and in my daily living in order to not be become an appendage, not have the gadgets become an appendage of my physical being, but a tool that I can use. So that's a simple message in my blurb explaining the presentation. If you're interested, you can contact me to find out when and where they are. Finding serenity in a digital world. The speed and efficiency of tech gadgets is making it more challenging to live in sync with the rhythms of the natural world. Which do you prefer, screen light or sun, moon, starlight? The interiorization of technology means that as we internalize the energies and behaviors of the technology, this affects our nervous systems and mental processes. Many people are on edge, jittery, and short-tempered. Success is promoted in 1, 2, 3 clicks, but good work requires time. This presentation will share and discuss ways to help you balance your energies, maintain equilibrium, and enhance your intuitive abilities so you can better manage your digital experiences and stay in relationship with earth and spirit energies. So that's the little message for today's episode of Quartz as an example of already in and with the earth, already communicating 24/7. Thanks for listening. Happy spring and be well.